In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all people. Where is this place? What is this mountain? Well, when this prophecy was issued by the prophet Isaiah, or rather God through the prophet Isaiah, it referred to Mount Zion, a mountain in Jerusalem. And upon that mountain, King Solomon had built the temple of God. It was the only place on earth where sacrifice could be offered to God. And so, what this prophecy foretold was a great and glorious day, a day of salvation, a day of peace, a day of healing. It foretold a great sacrificial banquet which would be open for all. Now, usually when we think of sacrifices, we think of a Holocaust offering, where the sacrifice is simply burned up. But that was only one type of sacrifice. In many of the sacrifices, a portion of the animal which was sacrificed was eaten. It was eaten by the priests and of the people, by the people, and that way they shared in the sacrifice. Well, this sacrificial banquet would be open to all, rich food and fine wine. At this time, sin would be destroyed because sin is the veil which veils all people. Belief would be brought to all so that all would believe in God, and even death itself would be destroyed. And when the people of the Old Covenant heard this prophecy, they rightly saw it as a foretelling of the coming of the Messiah. And in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Messiah indeed came. Not just the Messiah, but God himself in human flesh. And it was revealed by him that the mountain of the Lord of hosts, which was foretold in the prophecy of Isaiah, was not really Mount Zion, but it was his body, which is the church. And within the church, a rich banquet is indeed provided. But it is not an earthly banquet. You want an earthly banquet, you go to Golden Corral or to Chuck-a-Rama. This is a spiritual banquet, one which feeds the mind and the heart and the soul. The sacrifice which is offered is, of course, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we share in that sacrifice through the sacrificial banquet, which is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are fed with the wisdom which comes from the gospel. Our mind is fed by God's commandments, which reveal the true nature of God, our nature as adopted sons and daughters of God, and point out the path to God. But they are not merely knowledge or wisdom. Rather, they are knowledge and wisdom which must be lived out, because when they are lived out, when we obey his commandments and put them into practice in our lives, it feeds our hearts, and our very being is fed by God's own life through the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord, which is the holy sacrament of the altar. Through this sacrifice, sin and its consequences, the veil that veils all people, is removed so that we can see things as they truly are. And this gives us joy, and it gives us hope. Because through this sacrifice, we receive the promise of eternal life. Now, this is a sacrifice which has been partially fulfilled, and yet will only be completely fulfilled when the Lord returns in glory at the end of time, when the heavenly Jerusalem will descend upon earth, when our Lord will bind Satan and cast him into the fiery pit for all eternity, where there will be no sin, no sorrow, no death, and forever we will be able to see God face to face. And this is referred to in sacred scripture as the wedding feast of the Lamb. Now, we heard in our Lord's parable in the gospel about a wedding feast, about how the king invited everyone to the feast, but you had to show up with a wedding garment. If you didn't show up with a wedding garment, bad things happened. Well, what is this wedding garment? How many people here remember when they were baptized? There are a few of us. When you are baptized, you're dressed in white. And you're said, in general, sometimes people have it, but in general, a white baptismal garment. And you're told, either directly or through your parents or godparents, to bring that garment unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. You know, once I had a guy who didn't want his son to be baptized. I couldn't understand. I said, why don't you want your son to be baptized? He says, my son is not going to wear a dress. So I said, no problem. They have little tiny white tuxedos. He'll be fine. Bring that dignity unstained to the everlasting life of heaven. It has to be washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. And we keep it clean through the holy sacrifice of the Mass and through confession, so that our souls are ready for that great wedding feast which never ends, where our deepest desires and the needs of our heart is met. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.